Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, the night remains mild and calm. Further south in Eilut, temperatures are warm, perfect for an evening walk by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, in a rare engagement, a Lebanese official told the Times of Israel that indiscriminate IDF strikes are hindering Hezbollah disarmament efforts. Also, Anthropic announced earlier this hour that Yemeni actors are trying to use AI to guide ballistic missiles, with Iran allegedly targeting the U.S. Navy. Also this hour, an indictment in Germany accuses Hamas militants of plotting attacks against Jews and Israelis in Europe, including plans in Berlin and Vienna, reports Israel Hayom. Separately, Walla reveals new insights on the IDF's tactics and Hezbollah's withdrawal, featuring revelations from Ali Taher. And finally, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks following missile strikes on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi, a political commentator, noted just minutes ago that Saudi Arabia sought U.S. assistance, not Pakistan, in confronting the Houthis, highlighting historical military alliances. Seth Franceman, a journalist, observed moments ago that reversing certain actions may prove challenging. Eve Barlow, a cultural critic, emphasized minutes back that time is running out to address pressing global issues, referencing a statement by author Ayan Hirsi Ali. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from the Times of Israel. A Lebanese official has criticized the wide-scale IDF strikes, saying they undermine efforts to disarm Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. This rare comment from Beirut reflects tensions over military actions in the region. The official's remarks suggest growing frustration with the impact on diplomatic efforts. Turning to Anthropic's revelation. Earlier today, the company disclosed that Yemeni groups attempted to use AI for missile guidance, with Iran potentially targeting the U.S. Navy. While the devices reportedly remain untested, this development raises concerns about escalating AI-driven military tactics. The implications could affect regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, Germany has indicted Hamas militants for planning attacks in Europe, according to Israel Hayom. The alleged plots in Berlin and Vienna coincide with the anniversary of a significant date for the group. This could heighten security measures across Europe and strain international relations. Separately, Walla's report sheds light on IDF's strategic maneuvers against Hezbollah. Ali Taher detailed how the IDF used deception to locate Hezbollah's infrastructures. This comes amid ongoing military tension and strategic recalibrations. The revelations may impact future military strategies. Lastly, I-24 News reports new U.S. sanctions against Hezbollah and Iranian proxies following missile strikes in the Strait of Hormuz. This move aims to curtail hostile activities in a crucial maritime corridor. The sanctions could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and affect geopolitical stability. On the economic front. First, Ktech reports that Israeli entrepreneurs are exploring new markets beyond the United States, as highlighted at the Scale Up House event. This reflects a shift in focus towards global expansion opportunities. Separately, Walla Business reveals that major companies like Visa and Amazon are cutting management layers in response to the AI era's demands. This trend may redefine corporate structures and leadership roles. And finally, Globes reports that Discount Bank is requesting permission from the Bank of Israel to retain its hold on Cal, a credit card company. The deal's delay raises questions about regulatory processes in financial transactions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.